This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Ramya Muthit, Kelly McDonald. We are the hosts of the program. Thanks for being with us. If you want to reach out to the show, feedback at AMI.ca, you can send an email. Maybe you have questions about AMI TV, AMI Tele, or AMI Audio. Feedback at AMI.ca. On Twitter, she's at All Rams with a Z. I'm at AMI Kelly Mac. Would love to hear from you. Feel free to drop a tweet in and say hey. And also, 1-866-509-4545 is the number to call. I got it today, Matt. I got it. 1-866-509-4545. The memory held out. Woo! Anyway, you can give us a call, leave a message, mention if it's okay to play it on the air, and also, please, what show it's for so that we know when it can be distributed. Well, it's a Thursday. We welcome you back to the program wherever you are listening in. As mentioned, host of the program, Kelly McDonald, at the home studio in London, Ontario, at the home studio in Toronto, Ramya Muthit.
All right, Kels. Well, we're continuing to talk climate change and potentially listen to some things on climate awareness. So for that, we need the help of Michael Fair. Let's bring him on.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly & Company.
Increasingly, climate change and the environment are top of mind for people. And in honor of this week's special topic, Mike, you've rounded up interesting podcasts, audio dramas, and books that raise awareness of the impact of the environment and all that. Like, there's a lot to cover here. So first of all, how hard was it to kind of put together this collection of resources?
Well, you know, some of the stuff I've known about for a while, but there really are... like finding audio dramas, for example, from major companies was harder on this because they all feature, it's the characters that are in focus. If you know, these big branded things, Torchwood, Doctor Who, I mean, there's stuff in there on the environment, but it really is centered on the characters. And you sort of, like, the environment is what propels you into these stories, but then the characters kind of take over, I've found. So I looked, when I started looking the other way, at smaller roots, grassroots efforts, that was a bit more successful. I actually found quite a bit, plus books. I mean, I've been an avid reader of books, and Audible has tons of those on the environment, read by some excellent and very well-known activists and people. So if you ever want to hear what Naomi Klein's or other voices like that sounds like, there's lots of really excellent books out there for sure.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Well, let's begin here because I'm kind of curious if any of the major audio drama studios have something that fit the bill.
Well, yeah, we did have a few lucky strikes. One of them was Graphic Audio. There is a drama called Deep Roots. It's a short 3-hour drama, which is short for them. Usually Graphic Audio, I mean, you're looking at 7+ with these things. But these are based on graphic novels. Vault Comics is the publishing group for these. This one was written by Dan Waters, and he was involved in the Assassin's Creed games, which are very famous AAA game titles. So this is no slouch when it comes to story writing. And it's basically the Earth, it's suddenly, there's a shadow existence, there's a shadow dimension of Earth where the plants are superior, where vegetation is what is dominant and intelligent. And, you know, trees are super knowledgeable beings. And they, unfortunately, we think of that kind of thing. That's folklore. That's Lord of the Rings territory. And you got the ants in Dark Dibwood and things like that. So, but suddenly the worlds collide and they start causing havoc. A couple of plant-based humanoids try to rob a bank and chaos ensues. And as the spore spreads, you know, more chaos happens. So this looks at the follows the people and the plants who are trying to set things right in both their worlds. So it should be very interesting. I've started, I've gotten through about an hour of it, and pretty neat stuff. So I'm looking forward to hearing the remaining couple of hours.
Awesome. Well, that's just the start of it. So what did you find on Audible?
Audible, you know, like I say, there are loads of books. If you want to find, you know, Plastic Island, Plastic Ocean is one, speaking about that plastic earlier. You know, that's an excellent book that I've had for a couple of years now and read over once in a while. Earthshot is another one, a new book that just came out, and it includes a contribution from His Royal Highness, among others, many other activists setting this up to try and inspire change. Now, on the podcast side, Audible has its own Audible Original Podcast, and there are two here that really caught my attention. The Sea in the Sky, mm-hmm. by Jackson Musker. This right. is basically a future where climate change is really, you know, causing havoc on Earth. They send a mission out into space to a planet called Enceladus, and they basically, a couple of astronauts land on that planet to study the ocean there and hope to find something that they can use to help us back on Earth deal with our climate change. And there's the whole, should we be sending people into space when we're dealing with this? Is this just a distraction? You know, what can we really hope to accomplish? All those questions get bandied about. And, you know, what value is there in the search for pure science, the search for truth? All of this is wrapped up in this. It's about 12 episodes, including the prologue. Episodes are around 20 minutes each, give or take, 20 minutes to half an hour in that range. So kind of short, digestible bites and very well done. Listen to this download it with high quality and listen with headphones. This is enhanced sound, and they did a really good job of that. The other one they had was Wild Sounds of Canada. It is a tour of the wildernesses across Canada. I listened to a couple now. I've gotten through the Yukon episode, Yukon Territories, and one in British Columbia. And both of them are just spectacular. They have Sarika Collis Suzuki is a marine biologist, very well known. Of course, David Suzuki. Is, I believe, the father. She basically takes us on this tour, narrates this journey into these wilderness areas, and you get to hear what they sound like, and then they also get things, as you hear things, animals and such, they're described as they come into the soundscape. So you get to hear a bit about them and learn about a lot of different creatures. I know what a beaver sounds like now. I didn't really know before. So that was really neat, hearing them slap their tail and make noises and cut wood. It was like chopping at a tree or something.
That's awesome. So, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know a scrambling David Suzuki. I was at the CBC Broadcast Center one day. I went about to jump on an elevator he was coming off of, and he had to scramble out of the way because I didn't know he was there. He had to dance finely and nimbly over my cane. Speaking of CBC, though, Michael, what might we find on the CBC Listen app that fits the bill?
Well, there's a wonderful show that's been on for a while called What on Earth? Laura Lynch is a longtime radio reporter for the CBC, and she goes deep into what are we dealing with climate change? What are the issues? What is stopping us from making positive changes, which would only do us good if we did them, right? What are the forces that are really preventing change? She goes into deep dives into that. And all the news shows, The Current, Metro Morning, Here and Now, all of those news and current events shows are also taking deep dives into a lot of environmental stories. And that's noticeably increased over the past, I'd say, 2 years.
Yeah, they actually have released information that their editing teams are really pushing hard to really be activists in the environment. That has come out real recently that, hey, this is what the CBC has taken as a mandate.
Well, that's awesome, because, you know, we need it. We need all the nudging we can get to really deal with this. And they're the right crew, I think. They do really brilliant stuff. So, and of course, Corks and Corks, Bob McDonald, he's still around there.
Awesome show.
So check that out. Yeah, lots to listen to on the CBC.
And Mike, tell us about the Haven Project.
Yeah, this is a different one. I stumbled on this in one of my just shots in the dark searches. It's an educational podcast, an audio drama based put up by an organization called Feeding 9 Billion. And this is involves the University of Guelph. It involves all kinds of some in the U.S. as well. And the idea is there's a climate change crisis that has killed, like food is short in short supply. Society has crumbled. There's a community up north that has kept itself together with advanced technology. And because of the luck of where they were able to keep in food security. So this examines the whole, the problems associated with that of defending your own community while trying to maybe help other people at the same time and what might be involved if we let this go too far. So there's a lot of educational resources connected with that. Lots of work being done to really educate people with the audio drama, with an educational podcast, Food Security, I think the name is. I can't quite remember. But it's all connected at Feeding 9 Billion. So the link there is in the blog notes there.
AMI.ca/KellyCo. Mike, there's other ways, too, that people can kind of, some of us just don't want to be, I don't want to say preached at, or sometimes the, oh, this is too scientific, too educational for me. Tell us about the oyster as an example, yeah, something different.
That is really different. This is a look at what if things go so far that people just in general have a hard time breathing where they live. And basically the earth is degraded to that point. You can only support 80% of the population in underground shelters. How do you choose those people? What do you do? And, you know, this looks at really hard choices in the future. It gets gritty. This is for like teens to adults at, you know, really kind of hard hitting, going underground, kind of seeing what happens to the people who get left behind and the trauma that inflicts on the survivors, the guilt, all the stuff they're wrestling with. It's sponsored by a whole bunch of people, Better Health, HelloFresh. A lot of these corporations have got together and helped this podcasting studio really pull in some top talent acting-wise. Brilliantly acted, really good sound design, pulls no punches. This is a look at hard choices that we might have to make if we take things too far.
Okay, Mike, we only have a couple minutes left. So can you tell us about Forest 404? This is by BBC Radio.
Yeah, BBC is you can almost always count on them to have something. And boy, I'm amazed I didn't find this earlier. This is an environmental thriller. It's 9 parts. And basically, it's each episode is about half an hour. And you get the thriller. But then along with each episode in the same podcast feed, there are separate things for a talk about issues raised in that episode. And a soundscape that you can just listen to and get a sense of the sound involved in that episode. So it's an awesome thriller, well acted, well produced, excellent sound production. Another one of these wear headphones ones, because this is really well done, as BBC tends to be, and just beautiful sound work here. And a neat story about what happens in a world that's in the future, forests don't exist. And this librarian comes up with a sound, finds this archived sound of a rainforest. And she has no idea what that is. And it unfortunately, when they try to erase it from her mind, as you do with unwanted information, it won't go. It keeps coming back. And it sets up a whole chain of events in this very futuristic world. So yeah, lots of really neat stuff out there.
What a variety, Mike, that you brought us today. Thank you so much for highlighting these. And we've put all of them up on our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo, for anyone who wants direct links to these productions. Thank you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Absolute pleasure. We'll see you then.
You can find links to all the podcasts as well as the Deep Roots audio drama at the KellyCo blog, as I said, and the CBC Listen app can be obtained for free in the Apple App Store or Google Play.
All right, please stand by, folks. Fern Lulham is going to share the UK's stance on climate change and the impact climate change might have on disabled people. She's here in just a moment.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.